Ritter Jr.
This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. President Joe Biden held a solo news conference Thursday evening, the key event in a monumental week for his campaign as he fends off calls for him to step aside as the party's presumptive nominee. His big moment comes on the last day of the NATO summit. Biden was asked how he would reassure voters he won't have another night like the debate against former President Donald Trump.
I'm not in this for my legacy. I'm in this to complete the job I started.
He was also asked what it would mean for his legacy if he stayed in the race and lost.
The best way to assure them is the way I assure myself. And that is, am I getting the job done? Am I getting the job done? Can you name me somebody who's gotten more major piece of legislation passed in 3.5 years?
Biden's candidacy is still under question. The first Senate Democrat, Peter Welch of Vermont, and over a dozen House Democrats have publicly called for Biden to end his campaign. The NATO summit on Wednesday was incredibly busy and full of bold statements and actions from allied countries. VOA's Carla Babb has more.
American-made F-16 fighter jet now heading to Ukraine from NATO allies Denmark and the Netherlands. All 32 allies in a communique calling Ukraine's path to NATO membership, quote, irreversible, in a strong message to Russian President Vladimir Putin that he simply cannot wait out NATO allies. U.S. President Joe Biden pressed NATO allies to continue their increased defense spending in order to keep up with Russia's wartime production level. The alliance also calling on China to cease its support of Russia's war machine, saying it cannot enable the largest war in Europe in nearly 80 years without negatively impacting its interest and reputation. Carla Babb, VOA News, Washington.
For pictures, video stories, and more, follow The Voice of America on X, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube, and find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com.